In the meantime, 1300 01 1170 is a way to have your say, just like the greenkeeping rooster who's on the line. G'day, Rooster.
Hello, boys. How you going? Going well?
Yeah, going great. Rooster. Going great.
Great segment from Sparty again. It's inspired us to cleanse, which is good. But I actually know Sparty in real life, and actually quite a number of years ago, he started a mentor protege sort of workshop, and he took me under his wing, and it took me 7 years to finish a 1-year course. Oh. So. He's a very demanding mentor, and here I am today.
What was the course, Rooster?
Mentor, like the Jerry Seinfeld, Kenny Benya sort of mentoring protege.
He saw me,
a little young, cockeyed optimist from Southwest Sydney. He saw something in me, he encouraged me to call in, and yeah. So here I am talking to you guys numerous years down the track. Oh. So I do thank Sparty for all that. So
well done.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know what?
I do have...
Yeah. Like Bennett to Bellamy, one day you might have your own intro song like Sparty, Greenkeeping Rooster.
Well, it's a dream. Mm. It's a dream. They didn't scale Everest in a day, did they? So, baby steps. So, yeah. But I do have some cleansing. I will have to admit, I remember when I was an apprentice, a junior greenkeeper, and 4:30 in the morning, there was this bloke down the street from mine. He was a security guard, but he thought he was the head of the New South Wales Police Department. And he used to get his Daily Telegraph home delivered. It used to come in the Glad wrap and all that. And he used to give me filthies every time I'd ride my push bike past and I thought, well, I'm not paying 90 cents for a paper. I'm just going to start tea-leafing yours. So for about 12 months, I was stealing off a security guard that he thought he was the head of New South Wales Police. So, I don't feel sorry for it. I did save a fair bit of money in the meantime, especially being on an apprentice wage. It wasn't, you start battling. So, yeah. That's my cleanse for the afternoon.
I love it, Greenkeeping Rooster. So for the many times that you did this, the risk increases with every visit to steal said paper wrapped in said Glad wrapper. Did you ever get caught?
No, never got caught. Never got caught. The closest came one day when they actually threw it up near his gate that entered the house, and I ran up to get it and the sensor lights went off. And yeah, that scared the crap out of me, and I did run for about 500 metres before I knew I was in the clear. So yeah, but I feel good now after opening up about that.
So, well done, Rooster.
Just on my last topic, I'm just hearing about Brooksy's dating. Is he there?
He's here. Jump on, Brooks.
Because I'm on every dating app to known demand, and I've got nothing. I'm duck egg, So I'm just wondering if Brooksy can help me.
My suggestion,
Brooksy.
Got you, Rooster.
Help me.
My suggestion.
Help me,
I'm trying.
I'm reaching out to you.
I'm reaching back. All right, so Matt,
not around.
Yeah, not around. Just back.
Not that there's anything wrong.
No, not that there's anything wrong with that. I'd suggest once you get the match, minimal chat on the app, and organise a time to see the person face to face. I think they'll appreciate it now that we're out of lockdown, and we can go to cafes and bars, and just have that first date on you.
So I shouldn't really waffle on about how I used to do a pottery class in Leichhardt on a Thursday night.
No, waffle. No.
Greenkeeping Rooster, you need to take the advice of Brooksy getting the first date, because he has no issue doing that. It's the second date we're most concerned about.
but that can be everyone's drama too, Joel. Mm. You may perform first up after a spell, and then that second run. You could get a bit of a letdown and you just go in a bit flat.
Rooster,
you put all your energies into that first date.
Rooster, are you looking for a relationship or are you looking for just a bit of fun?
No, relationship.
Okay.
Relationship, but at the same time, I'm trying to grab whatever I can.
Left. Right. Yeah, that's fair enough. So I'm just trying to work out for relationships, which app is the best looking for a relationship? So the girls and boys that are on a certain app, are they, which one is for fun and which one is for like long term?
Well, obviously, I think Brooksy may agree here. I think Tinder's the one for fun. There's Hinge. I've been using Hinge. That seems to be like for the more deep and long-term relationships.
Is that true?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
What's that other one? Bumble.
Bumble.
Bumble. But they won't let me. They won't let me log into that one anymore.
So what happened there?
Too many DPs.
Yeah, I don't know. I keep trying to enter details, and it just I don't know what's doing. There may be a court order out against me from using it. I don't know.
What about that Hecko's one, eHarmony? That looks pretty big.
Yeah, I'm on that too, Fletch. But you know, they like Brooksy says. I think there's a bit of waffle, and then they just lose interest too. And like a lot of, you know what I find on these apps, a lot of women have cats in their picture, and I'm terrified of cats.
So, your market's shrinking.
Yeah, gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah, like a chick with a dog, you know, all for it. But yeah, it's just a chick with cats, and I go in the fetal position.
Yeah.
So,
hey, just before you go, Greenkeeping Rooster, just sell it to us. Like, sell. Why should our loyal listeners be wanting to, you know, be swiping right or whatever it is you do on those apps? Sell yourself to us, other than being a protege of the great Sparty.
Geez. Yeah, geez, I'm fit.
Fit?
I train 6 days a week.
Yep.
I'm a generous man. I like to give.
If you're in a team sport, are people rushing to shower next to you, or they would avoid showering next to you?
Oh, jeez. No, they'd they'd shower next to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, like. I know size matters, but I think it's about the motion in the ocean too at the same time. So. But, mate, I've got a steady job. I'm about to start a business on the side of my regular job.
Oh, that's a good catch. You're a terrific catch.
Yeah. I'm trying to be a bit of a go-getter, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
Do you mind, Rooster, if I ask you how old you are?
39, Fletch.
Okay.
Oh, good age.
You are. This is the peak. You're just about to come into some 10 years of just fun.
Yeah, I hope so, Fletch. Because I know we had a drought 2 summers ago and it's drier than that was. So.
Yeah. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, geez, I've got a few. I love karaoke.
Yeah.
Rain by Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Flame Trees.
Yeah, real Aussie skew. Yeah.
Seen a theme here.
Yeah. And Tom Cruise inspired me the Righteous Brothers. You've lost that love and feeling.
Oh,
that's eHarmony. Yeah. Definitely eHarmony class.
I had about 20 people who were on a trip from Aruba one year in Bali, and I had them eating out of my hand. So, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. I shan't be singing any. Sorry, I'm not 10 beers deep.
No, that's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you keep us updated with the apps and how they're going and your love interest? Because I think a lot of our listeners here would be fascinated to see how that all plays out.
No, I can do that, Joel. I can do that. And if you know anyone, Send details into the switch and, Brooks, you can pass them on to me.
Oh, well done.
Will do.
6 times a week, the old trainer, the Greenkeeping Rooster, who likes his karaoke. He's just, people eat out of his hands, apparently.
Yeah.
Well done, Rooster. We'll chat later.
See you, boys.